to Season 4, Episode 11 of the Sergeant Photography Podcast. My name is Jason Teal, and this is Part 2 of the New Year's Special. And in this round, I'm going to be talking basically about what I'm looking forward to in the upcoming year. And it is now New Year's Day here in Korea, and I'm just kind of settling into the evening, and I thought, well, I'd probably share my thoughts about photography and whatnot going on into, well, it's 2023 now. So yeah, not a lot is really on my mind at the moment, but there are a few thoughts that are bubbling to the surface as I've kind of took my walk around the streets of Ulsan here and kind of, yeah, just thought about the past year as I did yesterday. You can check out that episode, which is part one. But for part two, I thought, well, I'd look ahead and kind of, I don't know, just hash out a plan for the upcoming year. And that's kind of the purpose of this episode, is just kind of a brain dump of what I'm thinking is going to happen in the photo industry here in Korea and God knows what else. So let's get into it. Well, the one thing that I do have kicking around my brain is the fact that everything has increased in price here, especially in Korea, but I think around the world. And if you are a film photographer, then you know that especially color photography film is in short supply these days. And I've watched it go from probably about 12,000 won a roll for like the basic Kodak color film, all the way up now to 25 and 30,000 won a roll. And that is pretty crazy. And it's something that has kind of stopped my ambition for the retro camera kind of stuff right dead in its tracks, because honestly, there's not a lot of value that I see now in paying, you know, $30 for a basic roll of film. And I don't know, like, it's a tough call. I went out and I got some of the Santa film last week to, you know, as a sort of a Christmas gift to myself, and that was about 25,000 won a roll. And I'm not sure if I mentioned it, maybe I did, but I'll reiterate that the Santa film is a 35 millimeter, I think it was surveillance film from aerial surveillance, and it's made by a Finnish company. And basically, they're using Ukrainian refugees to help make the film, and I believe, you know, they're giving jobs and donations and whatnot. Now, my favorite place here in Korea is Filmlog, and their place out in Gyeongju, but they have their flagship one up by Dongdaemun. Anyway, so they've bought a bunch of film. They've reached out to this company, and they're going to put together a donation for the refugees. And this is something that I can get behind. So I did cough up the money and buy a roll of film. And to be honest, I don't know if that's going to be the last film for me or not this year, because I really can't swing the prices. You know, it's like you can get the Kentmere, you know, 100 Pan 100 for about 8,000 won still, and that's black and white. And maybe that's good. I'll kick around a couple rolls of that. But as for the ferocity and the interest that I had, you know, back in 2019 and in 2020 when I got my dad's camera, it's a tough one. Now, moving ahead to other stuff with regards to regular photography, I think for the most part, what I'm going to be doing, because honestly, the last couple of years have been a struggle. And if you've heard me drone on and on about that kind of stuff, then you're probably pretty bored with my weeping and moaning about that. But the issue I really am struggling with is trying to find some sort of niche, or trying to find something that will fuel that fire and, you know, get some momentum going. And honestly, I think what I've got to go back to is just improving my skills, because I think that over the time you get this ego and you think, oh, I, you know, I've done this for decades now. I'm awesome. And I'm not. So I've got to kind of really go back and dial everything in. I think that's what I'm going to be focusing on, because, you know, no one's really knocking on my door here. And that's not really the point that I'm, you know, doing photography for. But when you see, you know, people that can fly into Korea for a couple of months and be booked solid in their area of expertise, make a chunk of money and then fly back to wherever they live. That says that whatever I'm doing, if I'm not even a blip on the radar, then you know, I've got to do something different. And I think that's kind of what I have to do, because when I look back at, you know, 2018, pre-pandemic, but especially from 2015 to 2018, I had jobs. I worked for magazines. I had assignments. I was traveling. I did the Olympics. So that was eons ago now. And you can blame it on the pandemic or whatever you may want to, but the truth of the matter is that not a lot of people are really knocking on my door for jobs, and that's no other reason but my fault. So I want to go back to the drawing board this year and really dial in my technique and find really a focus where I can pour my creative energy, because I'm sort of just going back and forth and going to around different places, whatever strikes my fancy. And that's not really conducive to getting work. And that's sort of the, I guess for this year, that's sort of the purpose of what I'm looking at, is getting work. Because, you know, truthfully speaking, over the last couple of years, work has been hard to come by, both with my professional side of things and even just my teaching side. So I am more focusing on this year on, rather than dreaming about becoming a world-renowned photographer, if it's more conducive to work in, oh, dare I say, a hogwan, then that's what I've got to do, because I've got to put money in the bank. So that's kind of where I am this year. Now, moving on to places that I want to shoot. Well, basically what I want to get done is, over the course of this year, I do want to get to those places where I've been thinking about shooting for many years, and going up the coast, at least up all the way up to Gangneung, and photographing the lighthouses. That's sort of on the agenda, probably somewhere later on in the year. And then also Jeju is another place I want to travel to get the horse lighthouses. Now, outside of that, I do want to get back up to Seoul and get some cityscapes. Because I think that since I really got into the cityscape stuff and then let it simmer while everybody else was kind of going on and doing their thing, the skyline of Seoul has drastically changed. And I do want to get some shots showing that changed landscape. That's basically it. You know, again, I want to focus on building up my skills, I guess you could say. So using long exposure, I want to use, you know, focus stacking, things like that, to really make these shots, or the shots that I normally get, much, much better. So maybe that can get me some work. So that's sort of what I'm steering towards with travel and whatnot. With regards to the podcast, I dropped the ball this year, or last year, I guess you could say. So what I'm trying to do is just get back into producing the content. And kind of what I stumbled on last year was just, I was waiting for people to get back to me. And there was that sense of, I had a schedule that I'd put together. And once I'd sort of waited and missed the week of, you know, whatever, I was really reluctant to get back on and just produce content like this. So I'm going to try and get back into the rhythm of producing weekly content, whether it be an interview or just me talking about the weekly shoots. And kind of going on with that, I am looking more into getting into weekly shoots and just challenging myself to kind of photograph what I can in the area with the time that I have. So kind of going off of that, that's what I'm looking at this year. Now, you can't have a photography New Year's kind of show without talking about gear. And you know me, I'm not really a gear kind of guy. So if you're saying, Jason, what are you going to buy this year? I'm going to tell you, nothing. Well, I probably will pick up a GoPro or something throughout the year, just because I do want to get into a little bit more. Oh, don't kill me when I say this. I want to get into TikTok. And it sounds dirty when I say it, but I've been putting together a few videos, but again, I want to kind of make more instructional videos and kind of show the behind the scenes. Like, I don't want to be the douchebag going like, you know, here, you know, if you want your photos to look like this, do this. And then like, you know, holding up a fucking prism to the side of your camera like a fucking idiot. No, what I want to do is basic photo stuff here in Korea. So when I'm out shooting a long exposure in Gijeong, I can show you exactly what I'm doing in the field and post-processing maybe, and then basically take you through how I get it done. And that's really what I want to do. The iPhone, I'm still rocking the iPhone 7 Plus, so that's got to get upgraded. But I do want to get a dedicated, you know, like GoPro or DJI Osmo or something that will allow me to do these little like behind the scenes tutorial videos. And, you know, again, like that's something that I need to develop and build up a skill for. And I'm kind of excited about that. But that's basically it. Like, I mean, I think where a lot of people get off, and I'm trying to save some time here, but bottom line is if you're looking for a camera to make you a better photographer, you're looking in the wrong place. And, you know, even if you have, you know, like I met a guy that bought a Hasselblad and all this stuff, and he was going on and, you know, I think he's finger painting now or something like that. Like it's, you know, it's not going to make you a great photographer. It's just a way to put a hole in your wallet. So again, going back to what I was saying before, I'm really focusing on making and improving my photos and then, you know, dialing everything in, even the cinemagraphs. I have ideas for cinemagraphs, and yes, I still do cinemagraphs. I still work with Flixel, but it's, you know, I'm not sure what's going on with that company. They've shifted management a number of years ago, but I'm still eager to produce the odd cinemagraph here and there. And that's something, you know, I've been thinking about, especially over the Christmas season, about just how to make those better, how to use that with, say, the Olson Online stuff that I've been working with, and who knows what. So that's basically it. I am excited for the new year. I'm the type of person that I look at the beginning of the year with high hopes. And this is something that I remember a friend of mine, Griffin Stewart from the 5-day deal, used to always coach me on and say, like, you know, like, you've got grand plans, you've got to follow through, and don't just say, oh, I'm going to do, you know, podcasts or blog posts every day, and then, you know, 2 months down the road, you're doing once every 3 months. And that's kind of what's in the back of my head right now, is just, I want to improve. So I got to, you know, take the time to study and experiment, and I have to consistently kind of produce stuff and put that thing into action, because I think where a lot of people go wrong, and not so much in the photography, but they sort of get into planning and they have all these big dreams and high hopes, and then, you know, 3 months down the road, it's tough, or you've, you know, say for like my lighthouse thing, where you've shot all the lighthouses within an hour drive of, you know, your respected location. And then now it's, you know, you've got to put the actual planning in to get to different places, or you've got to, you know, figure out the tide little schedules and, you know, buy filters. And it's not as easy as just picking up the camera and shooting. So that's kind of my mindset for the year, is just trying to make something, do something, create action. So with that being said, thank you very much. Happy New Year. Take care. See you next week.